Funny Phone Sham Calls, featuring the many voices of our big joker, Steve Shannon, on 95.3 The Bear.
All calls are recorded with permission to air. Sometimes after a little banging and or arm twisting.
This morning's 95.3 Bear. Funny Phone Sham Call is brought to you by our friends at Tuscaloosa Hyundai. 3831 Hargrove Road East is where you find them, the home of huge deals. Check them out online right now and see for yourself at TuscaloosaHyundai.com. This morning's Phone Sham features the one and only Virginia Jefferson.
Hallelujah.
She's calling a guy named Charlie about workman's comp. Oh, this could be good. He's been set up by his friend.
Mrs. Templar?
Yes.
You were just speaking with Randy from our legal department for Penco. We were disconnected. I'm sorry.
I hung up.
You did?
Yes.
You ended the conversation abruptly?
Yes.
For what reason?
Because y'all need to speak to with my lawyer.
He's asked me to handle it.
Who?
This is Virginia Jefferson.
Who asked you to handle
it? Randy did.
You need to call my lawyer.
Look, let's keep lawyers out of this. They'd like to muddy the water.
Muddy the water?
Yeah, let's not take it to the lawyer level.
Why?
I don't think it's necessary.
It is necessary.
Now, I don't think this will necessitate a lawyer.
If you all got a problem with me, call my lawyer.
I don't have a problem with you, Mr. Stiltner.
Obviously, y'all do.
No, Randy's a little high-wired.
What?
He's a little high-wired.
Okay.
He's getting ready to retire, and he's due a vacation, and he's just a little stressed out this morning.
Okay.
We do understand you did some things, let's just say you shouldn't have did, with the workman's compensation.
Uh-huh.
But we've all been there.
We have.
We've all been there. I understand. I do understand.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong. You do a little garden work. You have to get out and do a little squatting and bending, even with the knee. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's an emergency, and you have to get up on the roof. That's all right. And a little, what was the other one? Some football. I understand that. And you say your report says you reported you was passing the ball. Is that right?
They're throwing it.
I understand that. That does not involve your knee, now, does
it? Exactly. It's all arm.
It's all arm. And you didn't have a problem with your arm. It was your knee, wasn't
it? That's exactly right.
That is exactly right. So I have spoken with Randy, and I tell you what we can do you for this morning.
Okay.
We will not pursue this investigation any further.
Okay.
If you can send Randy a money order for $2,500.
What? Send Randy a money order?
Randy said he would drop the case if you could send him a money order for $2,500.
Some sort of, what I want to pay him $2,500 for?
Some sort of cashier's check.
For what?
Well, Randy says he's got a case against you, but he will drop it if you'll send him that money. He needs some money. He's trying to retire.
He ain't got no case against me.
He likes to go fishing, and he said he can buy a fishing boat with that. That's a down payment on a bass boat. And I told him, I said, Randy, look, I said, let me call Mr. Stiltner back for you. I bet he'll be understanding. So when can we expect your remittance?
A fishing boat.
A fishing boat. That's nice, isn't it? You will help him in his retirement. Didn't it make you feel good?
Hell no.
That does. You feel good, don't you?
Look, what?
I feel good. You feel good? I feel good.
You feel good?
Like James Brown said, I feel good.
What the hell?
You're on the Steve Shannon Morning Radio Show.
Yeah.
Ronnie, say hi to Charlie quickly. Tell
hi,
him what
Charlie. I'm going to kick your big ass.
Are you talking to me? I know I got a little junk in the trunk, but it ain't that big.